Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3436 BN. Today's date is August 28th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Pelosi Admits Responsibility for J6, Thinks Speaker Johnson, Deep State Election Chaos Countered. Talk about her health. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I recently saw a video he made and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger and can work out longer and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger. Her body looks leaner and she has energy all day. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/X22 or click the link down below in the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, that's chuckdefense.com/X22 and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it is. Just a reminder, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and yet has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dynamic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch this method by clicking the link in the description box below. That is chuckdefense.com/X22. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they are panicking. How do we know the deep state is panicking? Well, think about it. They have no platform. They have no policies. They've been destroying the country because they've been following the instructions of Obama. And now the deep state players, the D's, they're sitting there going, what do we do? And think about all the things that they're trying to do. Remember, when you're in control, when you know you have the upper hand, you don't have to do all of these little tricks. You don't have to cheat. You don't have to do anything. Go back to 2016. When the deep state players, the D's, believed they were in control, they thought they would just have the election, the illegals would vote in there, they would get the popular vote, and as always, the popular vote would drive the Electoral College, and Hillary Clinton would have won. They never expected the Electoral College to actually vote for Trump because they thought they were in control. So did they have to do that much? No, all they did was they used their propaganda machines like they've always done and say, hey, Trump doesn't have a chance, so don't worry about it. Don't even vote for him. And that's pretty much all they did because they thought they were in control. In 2020, what did they have to do? They had to release a virus and convince people that this was a deadly virus, convince people that you had to stay home, convince people that you had to use a mail-in ballot. And they had to basically construct their cheating mechanism to cheat in the election. This election in 2024, it's even worse because now they've been in power. They've been in the White House. They've been destroying the country. And what are their policies? They don't have any policies. So what do they have to do? They have to copy Trump's policies and they have to pretend that everything they did for the last 4 years, it wasn't them. They had to bring charges against Trump over and over and over to get rid of him. They tried to assassinate him. This is how panicked they really are. They're afraid now because everything that they tried, everything that they've done has completely failed. And Trump, he's just sitting back. And this is where people get a lot confused. They think because Trump is sitting back and he's not doing anything, they think that, hey, the D's, they have the upper hand. Look at all the things they're doing. No. When you really look at it, they're doing it because Trump does have the upper hand. Think about the Sun Tzu art of war. Appear weak when you are strong. That's what Trump is doing right now. He's actually in the position of strength. Why? Because everything the D's do, they send over more people to Trump and more people start to see the truth. So he's sitting back saying, go ahead, keep doing it. Let everyone see it. Wake them up. Go ahead, it's fine. And once again, Trump is basically trapping them in all this. Because remember, you know that they're going to cheat. I mean, that's a given. They're not going to be, oh, I hope they don't cheat. No, they're going to cheat in the election. This is all they have. If they had a real election, they know they can't win it. They don't have the people. So they have to cheat in the election. And they can either use mail-in ballots or they have to use a different tactic, which I do believe they're going to do. I do believe they're probably going to say, listen, we can't stop Trump from winning this time around. We don't have what we had back in 2020. So what we're going to do is we're going to allow him to win, but we're going to use a cyber attack. We're going to say that he manipulated the elections and we're not going to certify. And then we're going to create chaos for a huge distraction. But think about this for a second. Why is Pelosi now releasing these videos that her daughter took, which is part of the documentary, showing that Pelosi is responsible? Because they rejected this from the very, very beginning. They said Trump was responsible for this. Trump was supposed to handle this. No, it was the Speaker of the House that was supposed to be responsible for the security of the Capitol, of D.C. in this area. So why all of a sudden is she admitting that she is responsible? Why are these videos coming out now showing that she was the one that was supposed to take care of this? Because I do believe that this is going to be used against them in the end. Because now everyone knows it wasn't Trump that was responsible for this. It was the Speaker of the House who was responsible for maintaining control. She should have called out the National Guard. She should have had the Capitol Police stop it. She should have had everything in place. Now think about this for a second. If their plan is to create chaos and they decide not to certify the elections because they're going to say that, ooh, a cyber attack happened and Trump was working with a foreign entity and they manipulated the election and we can't certify this election. They're hoping to do what? Get the Trump supporters very angry. They're hoping that there'll be another insurrection. Remember, Jamie Raskin was out there letting everyone know that Trump supporters better not riot, because if they do, it's going to be an insurrection and we're going to use this against Trump to make sure he never takes office. So they're planning on this, and the only way for them to actually plan this is to actually kick it off. So where are they going to kick it off? Are they going to kick it off in Chicago? Well, that's not an insurrection. They're going to kick it off in D.C. But again, who's the Speaker of the House this time around? It's Johnson. So Johnson now is in control of the security in D.C. Who's going to call the ball? This is going to be very interesting. I think Trump basically countered their election chaos. And they will not be able to say, hey, we're not certifying, because, again, the vice president is not allowed to send the results back to the legislature. So I do believe they might have a couple of options. If they're saying that their election system were hacked into and we don't know if the results are on board with this, they can then go to the paper ballots that the people filled out. Or should we redo the election over, because we don't know if these results are on the up and up? So if we go to the ballots, what are people going to start to notice? That some of these ballots, they're manipulated. Some of them are printed. So do you think the deep state would want to do that? Most likely not. Do you think they'll probably want to use paper ballots? I think they won't have a choice at this point. So I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have basically trapped them in all this. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And you could see that they're panicking right now. And I do believe that they're trying any way they possibly can to get out of the debates. Because once again, Kamala and team, they're saying that they haven't agreed to the terms that Trump said they agreed to. So I think every step of the way, they're trying to keep Kamala from debating, because I think they know what's going to happen. If she debates, the people of this country are going to see this. And yes, it's going to give them the ammunition. I'm talking about the deep state players. I'm talking about Obama. It's going to give them the ammunition to replace her. So they're trying to push this off because they saw what happened with Biden. And actually, I do believe Trump actually warned them about this. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the DEI practices of corporations, because it looks like Robbie Starbuck has been going after them. And a lot of these companies now are doing a about face now, and they're no longer pushing it. Robbie Starbuck put this out on X and said the following. Big news. We're in the middle of investigating woke policies. Ford, but this morning Ford confirmed to me that they're making changes. Here are the changes. Ending participation in the HRC's woke corporate equality index social credit system. It sounds like there'll be no more donations to Pride events or other divisive events. ERG groups must be focused on business. No supplier or dealership diversity quotas. CEO calls for respect and civility toward all ideologies. Hints at merit-based approach. This isn't everything we want, but it's a great start. We're now forcing multi-billion dollar organizations to change their policies without even posting, just from fear they have of being the next company that we expose. We will continue to communicate with our sources and companies we expose and report on any that step out of line. I can promise that if we have to do a second report, it will be much more aggressive. We are winning one by one and will bring sanity back to corporate America. So far, you've helped me change corporate policy at Tractor Supply, John Deere, Harley Davidson, Polaris, Indian Motorcycle, Lowe's, and now Ford. We are a force to be reckoned with. Absolutely. And he's doing an incredible job in these companies. Once you expose them, the people start to see it and they start to panic. Who's really in control? Oh, wait a minute. It's the people once again. And you could see as time goes on, the people are starting to realize how much power they really have. And as the people push back, the corporations, Hollywood, the deep state players, they're all going to fold in the end because there's a lot more of us than there are of them. Remember, we don't need them. They need us. Without us, what does Ford do? Can they sell their product? Who are they selling it to? There's nobody around. They know this. And when they see the people rising up, this is when they start becoming afraid. And it's spreading now. And people are starting to understand that they have a lot of power. And all we have to do is stick together and it works. And it will continue to work. But you can see the deep state players, they're doing whatever they possibly can to try to stop us from speaking with each other, stop us from reporting on these things. But they've lost control over social media companies and they're trying to get that control back. And this is why they have arrested Durov, who is the president of or the CEO of Telegram, and they're trying to make an example of him. Now, they're putting a lot of pressure on Elon Musk, who owns X. And you can see Brazil is putting a lot of pressure. EU is putting a lot of pressure. I do believe Rumble is getting a lot of pressure. Truth is getting a lot of pressure. And just because Durov landed in France because he has dual citizenship, they decided to arrest him. But if we go back a little bit in time, back to 2018, it looks like the Telegram CEO had a face-to-face discussion with Macron back in 2018, and that wasn't reported. So Macron had lunch with the Telegram CEO, Durov, in 2018 and proposed that he move the company's headquarters to Paris. Durov declined the offer at the time. Why? Because he knew they would try to control him. They knew that he wouldn't allow the people to speak freely. This is why they tried to have a back door into his system so they would be able to control what was going on, just like they had a back door into Twitter, which most likely they have it with Facebook, which we've just learned, with Instagram, with YouTube. And those that they don't have a back door into, what are they going to do? They're going to force them to shut down. This is the communication blackout. This is the push. Now, I do believe when they can't get these platforms to shut down or they can't get Apple or Google, their stores, to actually shut down the apps. I don't think this is going to stop the platforms, but they'll try everything they possibly can. When they can't do that, I do believe they'll be moving this into the next phase. But you could see the installed leaders, they're becoming very, very panicked over this, and they're showing their true colors. Remember, these people are dictators. They were never elected by the people. They were installed by their system that they control. Arnaud Bertrand put this out and said, update, it's now official. In a just-released communique, Macron has rejected a government led by the new Popular Front, NPF. It's an unprecedented situation in the history of the Fifth French Republic. The loser in the election effectively rejects yielding power to the winner. He explains it by the fact that his responsibility is to ensure that the country be neither blocked nor weakened. arguing that were he to nominate an MPF government, they'd soon be censored by a parliament and destitute. That may be the case, but still, this unlawful, inconvenient fact remains. Macron's party got way less votes and MPs than the MPF. Yet, it is Macron's party that's still running the French government, and it is Macron himself making choices on who can or cannot assume power based on what he thinks would weaken France or not. It's insane when you really think about it. DC Drano responded to this and said, "It's very simple. Macron has orchestrated a coup against France's voters, and now he's imprisoning the free press who criticize him. He has officially become a dictator. And that's what we're seeing now in all these different countries, especially Canada." And once again, the charges against Arav are absolutely insane. Andy Yen, the creator of Proton Mail, Proton VPN, Proton Privacy, he said the following: "The unsealed charges against Arav are insane. If sustained, I don't see how tech founders could possibly travel to France, much less hire in France. This economic suicide and is rapidly and permanently changing the perception of founders and investors." And he's absolutely right. And there were 12 charges against Telegram CEO Arav, including providing cryptology services, aiming to ensure confidentiality without certified declaration, and 6 counts of complicity with alleged criminal activity by Telegram users. It's absolutely unbelievable, but you can see why they're doing this, because they're afraid and they need to stop people speaking freely. Why do you think the government here in the United States decided to get in bed with Facebook, to get in bed with Twitter, to get in bed with YouTube, to get in bed with Instagram? Because they don't like what people are saying, because they thought in their minds they had complete and utter control. And they thought, well, everyone will be listening to the fake news. We don't have to worry about the social media platforms. But when everyone started to stop listening to the fake news and they started to go into social media platforms, they realized, holy crap, we didn't expect this to happen. We thought everyone would be, you know, mesmerized by fake news. And then people started to look at the social media platforms and they realized, well, we don't have control over the social media platforms. What are we going to do? Well, we're going to have to tell the social media platforms what to do. And we're going to have to put people into place to actually alter the code. And then what happened was, is that new social media platforms started to pop up. And how do you control those when they reject you? It's very, very difficult. And we can see that it is difficult for them. But the other thing that's very interesting about Arav right now, you can see other countries are pushing back. George put this out and said, "Reports are emerging that the United Arab Emirates government has frozen billions of dollars worth of contracts with France for the purchase of 80 fighter jets due to the recent arrest of Telegram CEO Arav." So countries are going to say, you know something, we're not going to do business with you. Companies are not going to set up business in France. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. And a French judge now will allow Telegram founder Arav to avoid pretrial detention by posting 5 million euros bail, but he will not be allowed to leave the country. So once again, he most likely is going to be indicted. They'll probably throw him in prison, and they're going to make an example out of him. Maybe he'll get out of it, but again, their whole entire purpose with this entire thing that they're doing here is to make an example of this individual so other social media platform owners fall in line. And I don't believe Elon's going to do that. I don't believe Devin Nunes is going to do that. I don't believe Chris Pavlovsky is going to do that of Rumble. I don't believe any of these people are going to say, hey, you know something, oh my God, look what happened to Arav. We better start censoring people. It's not going to work, which means they're going to take this to the next step. And we know that that's their entire plan. Their plan, number one, first, we got to get the weapons away from the people. Number two, then we can start censoring the people and they won't be able to fight back. In this country, they're not very successful in getting the weapons away from the people because we are born with the right to own and carry a weapon, something the other countries do not have. And you can see they're trying everything they possibly can. And Kamala Harris and team, they decided to put out a post on X and they were promoting gun control, making people think it was Tucker Carlson who wrote a letter to her. And this is what the letter said. "Vice President Harris, one of my absolute favorite things in America is how people of different backgrounds and beliefs have the freedom to communicate with each other. We are so blessed to live in a country where the greatest currency is the free-flowing exchange of ideas. In America, we are blessed with the ability to come together on common ground. In the spirit of establishing common ground, Even though I'm fairly conservative and we may have our disagreements, I am writing to express my gratitude for yours and President Biden's efforts to establish common sense gun safety laws. Owning firearms is every America's constitutional right. Like all things, there needs to be reasonable regulation like age restriction, background checks, and mental health screening. Thank you for heading the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention and for years and President Biden's push for common sense gun safety laws. I look forward to seeing what the Biden-Harris administration accomplishes in this regard. God bless Tucker. Now, are they saying that it was Tucker Carlson? Well, number one, this is not Tucker Carlson's signature. Viva Frey actually points that out. And someone decided, and this is Ample Lamps, decided to put it into an AI generator to actually inspect it. And it turns out that this was 100% AI generated. So once again, they're just creating things, trying to convince people that something's happening when it really isn't. But what's very interesting is that Tucker Carlson decided to respond to this, and he said, a letter from a fan. Dear Tucker, I can't believe I'm writing you this letter, but here it goes. Honestly, I never thought we had all that much in common since college. I've considered myself moderately progressive in the sense that I don't believe in law enforcement. National borders are the right of American citizens to exercise fundamental human autonomy. You seem like you were coming from a totally different place. I thought I disagreed with you on everything. Boy, was I wrong. The other night, I was looking at the internet and saw your conversation with Bobby Kennedy Jr. There wasn't a word I disagreed with, not one. I turned to Montel and I said, I was very wrong about this man. So very wrong. The way he talks, he's so bold and wise and strong. He's immovable. I like a towering oak tree in a windstorm. He sways gently but never breaks. His trunk is so broad and firm and rooted to the earth. I can't imagine the size of his root ball. I was so impressed. So thank you. You've shown me something about myself and about the world. I will never forget it until we meet, Kamala. So basically, Tucker is trolling her, and that is his response to her. And again, Kamala Harris is putting out all this fake AI-generated stuff, and people are actually debunking it within seconds now, showing that everything that she does is completely and utterly fake. Her entire campaign is fake. Her poll numbers are fake. The influencers are fake. Everything about her is fake. And the people, they're understanding this. They're starting to learn this. But as we move forward, what's going to happen? I do believe we're going to be on the precipice of war, and people are going to get afraid. People are going to be like, holy crap, we have Biden who doesn't know what he's doing. We have Kamala that is completely fake. She has no idea what she's doing. And if they actually put her in as acting president, well, people are going to be like, whoa, wait a minute. This is even worse now, because at least we had a dementia patient. This person doesn't have dementia, but she's a moron. And she will definitely bring us to war no matter what. Because people now will have to listen to her, like Joe Biden. Other people might take control of the situation because he has dementia. But Kamala doesn't have dementia, so she's going to be calling the shots, and we will definitely go to war. But we'll have to see if that all happens. But what's very interesting is that the House Foreign Affairs Committee, they are now calling Sullivan to testify publicly on the Afghanistan withdrawal. So they're calling him in. They're going to be asking him questions. Of course, he's going to lie, and he's not going to tell the truth, and this will actually hurt him later on, just like everything else. Remember, when they bring people to testify in front of them, they want to catch these people in lies, because this could be used against them later on when the evidence comes out. And I do believe that Congress right now, with the Oversight Committee and all the other committees, they are now gathering as much evidence as possible to use it against them later on, because when Trump wins the election and he cleans out the DOJ, cleans out the FBI, and puts people in there that are going to follow the rule of law, this evidence can then be used. They have a starting point, and they can use it to press charges against these individuals. And I do believe that's going to happen, because if anyone is thinking that we're going to have justice right now, how can you? Because we have a criminal syndicate who's in control. We have a criminal syndicate that is controlling everything. I mean, really think about this for a sec. Think about the criminal syndicate in our government. And Carrie Levstick explains it in a very simplistic way. If 20 people work in a bank and are all stealing money from the bank, and they all know each other are stealing and yet do not say anything, when a new bank president comes in to fix things, the 20 people in the bank will do anything they can to stop the new president from ending their racket. I give you Washington, D.C. It's that simple. And you can see this is what these people have been doing. They've had a criminal syndicate. It's a racket, and they don't want anyone stopping it. So if you control all of D.C. and you control a lot of the local governments around the country, and it's part of your system, do they want this to end? Can you have justice? No, they're all involved in it. You cannot. So these same people, to cover up their crimes, to cover up everything that they're doing, and to make sure Trump doesn't get into office, what are they going to do? They're going to bring us to war. They're going to create chaos. And Tulsi Gabbard actually explains why she decided to endorse Trump. Patriots Are Control and X put this out and said, Tulsi Gabbard explains that her Trump endorsement is personal because he genuinely values the lives of each and every member of the military. This is personal for me, she says. This endorsement of President Trump, it's important to me and to every one of my brothers and sisters in uniform that we have a commander-in-chief who values everyone's lives, who carries that responsibility as commander-in-chief very seriously, and will therefore exhaust all diplomatic avenues before seeing war truly as a last resort. She also explains that President Trump took action to prevent wars by meeting with adversaries and dictators in order to pursue peace. And yes, Trump is going to be the peacetime president. Biden, Harris, the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they are going to be the party of war. And people are going to see this as we approach the presidential election. Now, the other thing that happened is we had the anniversary of the Afghanistan withdrawal, and Trump went ahead and went to D.C. to visit with the family to place the wreath on the stand for the 13 service members. No one else showed up, because that should tell you everything you need to know. None of the other presidents or the residents, none of them, nobody showed up to honor these people that gave their lives for this country. I mean, really, just think about that for a second. That should force everyone to say, you know something? This is the only guy we need to vote for. Even the sitting resident and the sitting vice resident, they didn't show up. So Trump showed up. And what's very interesting is it looks like there was some altercation that happened at the cemetery. So the press was not allowed by cemetery rules at Section 60. However, the Trump campaign said it had been granted permission by Arlington and the families to film at Section 60 that day. A cemetery official on the scene tried to prevent the photographers with Trump and the families from accompanying them in Section 60, provoking an alleged incident that was reported by NPR. And the Trump campaign said, no, we had permission to do this. But the families that were there, they actually wrote a letter to Trump honoring their loved ones. And this is what it says. We would like to express our heartfelt thanks and appreciation to President Donald J. Trump for his presence at the recent Section 60 gathering, honoring our children and the fallen brothers and sisters on 3-year anniversary of the Abbey Gate bombing. The president and his team conducted themselves with nothing but the utmost respect and dignity for all of our service members, especially our beloved children. We are given our approval for President Trump's official videographer and photographer to attend the event, ensuring these sacred moments of remembering were respectfully captured, and so we can cherish these memories forever. We are deeply grateful to the president for taking the time to honor our children and for standing alongside us in our grief, offering his unwavering support during such a difficult time. His compassion and respect meant more than words can express. And you could see that the deep state players, they just showed everyone who they truly are, because they did not show up. They do not represent the people of this country. And I think it's becoming clearer and clearer. But you can see the deep state players, they are now pushing the entire pandemic once again. And yes, they have the mpox. Yes, they have the bird flu. And you could see that they're trying this deadly mosquito thing where towns and cities, they're going to have to shut down and tell people not to go outside. But you can see that we have Fauci and others, especially those people that attended the DNC, they're all reporting that they're getting COVID. And the latest one is now Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton bowed out of the Hamptons fundraiser for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz because she came down with COVID-19. So her husband, you know, the guy that flew to Epstein Island, he decided to step in for her. So they're trying to send the message out that COVID is back. Go get your deadly bioweapon. And you might have to stay inside for the elections. But once again, this is all nonsense. They're pushing fear. COVID is not going to hurt you. Let me ask you a question. Have you heard of the CERT food diet? Probably not, because it's something that was only popular among celebrities until now. In fact, it is actually not a restrictive diet at all. It's all about specific foods you should be adding to your diet. You may know some big names who have actually followed this diet, like a world famous singer, which we can't mention. Or maybe you've heard of a certain mixed martial artist, Conor McGregor, who claims to have used this diet, as well as world champion boxer David Haye, who credits his amazing shape to this. Now, the two international bestseller authors who created the CERT food diet, Glenn Matten and Aidan Goggins, have a new, even more incredible way to get these potent CERT foods to all Americans by combining them all into one revolutionary power drink, so you can get all the benefits of the diet just by drinking this. It's called Ultimate CERT Juice, and it was designed to help you lose weight, support your overall health, and give you more energy to do the things you love. I know I've tried it, and I've been amazed at the results myself. It's truly been amazing. Since you're a loyal listener, I'm giving you all a $20 discount on this amazing product to try for yourself. And hey, it's way cheaper than buying any juice cleanse or all the ingredients. Go get your supply of Ultimate CERT Juice now by going to getcert.com/x22. That is getcert.com/x22, or click the link in the description box below. That's getcert.com/x22, or just click the link in the video to get your supply with this exclusive discount. You're immune to COVID. Your body will take care of it. Plus, you have hydroxychloroquine, you have ivermectin, you could take zinc, you could take D3, you can take all these things to protect yourself. You don't need the bioweapon, and you don't have to be afraid. But you could see they're doing this with schools, and I do believe they're going to ramp this up, because as we get into September, it's flu and cold season, people are going to feel sick, people are going to be brainwashed into thinking that they're having COVID. So these people are going to go get a COVID test. And of course, they got the boosters, which includes COVID, and it's going to show that they have COVID. Once again, this is how they're going to try to scare the people. But the majority of the people, they are not going to be fooled by this, because they know this time around, COVID is not what they're saying it is. And they're starting to look at the evidence, the peer review document, and they're starting to understand they've been lied to. This is why those people getting the boosters, the percentage of people is dropping like a rock, because if people were truly afraid, if people were still believing, those numbers would be going up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that a new video has now been released, and it shows that Speaker Pelosi regretted calling in the National Guard for protection on January 6th after she refused their deployment in a plot against Trump. So this video was released showing that she was responsible. This should have never happened. And she was responsible for the security of the Capitol, of what was happening in D.C. Now, ask yourself a simple question. Why is this all coming out right now? Why all of a sudden are these clips coming out showing that she's responsible? Because from the very, very beginning, she said it was Trump's responsibility. Basically, we are now being shown that it is the Speaker of the House that is the responsible party for securing the Capitol. They are responsible for the security. So they're going to direct the National Guard. They're going to direct the Capitol Police. They're going to direct everything. So think about what Jamie Raskin, think about what the deep state has planned. They are going to manipulate the elections, which we already know. They'll most likely allow Trump to win. They're going to use a cyber attack to say the elections were manipulated. They're going to say, since the elections were manipulated, we cannot certify them, or we're going to have to delay the elections, and we're not going to certify the elections. Whatever they're going to try to do, they're going to try to make the Trump supporters angry. That's their entire agenda here. Make the Trump supporters angry and make them march on D.C. That's what they want. They want what happened on January 6th, but even though that was staged by Nancy Pelosi, that was staged by the FBI, that was staged by the CIA, that was staged by Antifa. But they want this again, and they want the Trump supporters in D.C. marching on D.C. So I do believe they're going to try to have the elections. They're going to use a cyber attack. They're going to say it's manipulated, and they're going to try to make the Trump supporters angry by not certifying the elections. I do believe that's one of their plans. Do I think they have others? Of course they do. But again, it all comes down into making the Trump supporters very, very angry, because Jamie Raskin said that we're going to use the 14th Amendment against Trump. Well, how do you use the 14th Amendment unless there's an insurrection? So I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to bring out, just like they did in January 6th, they're going to bring out their people. You're going to have the Patriot Front Group. You're going to have the illegals. You're going to have Antifa. And a lot of these people are going to be dressed up as Trump supporters. And they're going to be creating chaos in D.C. Now, what would be the reason for Pelosi to put this out there? To let everyone know that the speaker is responsible for security. Who's the speaker now? It's Speaker Johnson. Who do you think is going to call the ball? Who do you think is going to expose all of these people? It's going to show that these people are not Trump supporters. Because remember, these people, what are they going to do? They're going to cover their faces. The Patriot Front Group, what do? They keep their faces covered. Antifa, what do? They keep their faces covered. So they're going to keep their faces covered, but they're going to wear Trump paraphernalia. They're going to be carrying flags, and they're going to try to convince everyone that they're Trump supporters. But Speaker Johnson is now in control. He will direct the National Guard, and he will round these people up, and they'll be exposed that they are not Trump supporters. I wonder if it's going to play out this way. This is going to be very, very interesting. And really think about this. Remember that entire argument with Pence, and the deep state panicked and said, holy crap, we need to take away the ability of the vice president, where the vice president has the ability to send the results back to the legislator. So we're going to create a law that makes it where the vice president doesn't have the ability. Now, Kamala Harris is the vice president. So if Trump wins, how are they going to say they are not going to certify? They can't send it back to the states. I mean, they can hold it. But this is going to be very, very difficult for them. And this is why they're going to try to push chaos. See, Trump already won, and they're going to try to say it's Trump supporters that are angry. But Speaker Johnson is in control, not the deep state. So I think this is going to completely and utterly backfire on them. Just like the attempted assassination is completely and utterly backfiring on them. The FBI put out their report today. They had a full readout of their briefing. And Catherine Herridge put this out on X, and it's all BS. I can confirm there was no second shooter shooting at the former president. 10 rounds fired, officials said, 8 attributed to crooks, and 1 fired by a local law enforcement officer and the other Secret Service sniper. All rounds attributed. We have zero reason to believe that there ever a second shooter targeting the former president. Insisted cleanup of a crime scene, handling crooks' body consistent with standard procedures. Note, task force has concerns, privatization crime scene. No evidence of crooks was directed by a foreign entity after investigators successfully assessed overseas encrypted accounts. Reviewing is ongoing. Investigators have not uncovered credible evidence that the subject conspired with anyone else, but the probe continues. Toxicology report on crooks found no alcohol or drugs or abuse. Review of online activity reveals valuable insight into crooks. Mindset but no mode of online activities indicates. So basically, they covered everything up. Number one, before they even looked at his phone, they said he worked alone. How would they know that? They didn't look at his phone. They already had the narrative set. When they said there's no drugs, How about prescription medication? They left that part out. And once again, who was this person speaking to? Why would he have encrypted accounts? And why was he training at DHS ranges? And why did someone visit him from DC and the building was next to the FBI? Why did they cremate the body so soon? Again, does anyone believe the FBI? Absolutely not. And once again, you could see they're just trying to cover up everything that they have done here. Why wouldn't they let the body stay? Why did they mop up everything so quickly? I mean, think about it. This is a major, major investigation. Don't you find that this is happening very, very quickly? Don't you find the cleanup happen very, very quickly? Why would you cover everything up? Why would you already have the narrative? Because they're lying. Just like they lied about the JFK assassination. Just like they lied about COVID. Just like they lied about January 6th. Just like they lied about everything. They are liars. And they are involved in all of this. Now, what's very interesting is that Kamala Harris right now, she is getting ready to do an interview with Waltz. And it's going to be pre-recorded. And Dana Bash, she is going to be the anchor. It's going to be on CNN. It's going to be airing on Thursday at 9 p.m. And you know what happens when you pre-record. You can edit it any way you want. And of course, you can have multiple takes. So once again, you could see how they're going to manipulate this. But the bigger question is, why do they need Waltz by her side? That's very interesting. Because think about this. Why does an American Indian, now she's a black person, a woman, vice resident, why does she need a white man sitting next to her? You would think everyone would be asking that. If you're running for president, why do you need the white man sitting next to you? You need him for support? Like, why can't you be on your own? I mean, I would think all the Democrats would be saying, whoa, what's going on here? Why do you need this guy here? Why can't you do this alone? Trump does interviews alone all the time. He actually had a press conference where he stood up there for an hour or so with no scripts, no editing, nothing, live. And she needs a white man to sit next to her? That should tell you everything you need to know. But I think Trisha McLaughlin might have the answer to that. Kamala's first sit-down interview will include her VP choice. That person will be used as her shield. Will ooze she's the first flattery in. Let's face it, undoubtedly less prone to spouting word salad and could potentially conjure up a half-coherent defense, to her chronic flip-flops. And she's absolutely right. But again, they're going to edit a lot of it. And they're going to manipulate a lot of it. And you could see that the Harris team, they're continually trying to separate her from Biden. They even have the fake news trying to convince people she has nothing to do with Biden. And Politico put this out, and it says the following. Our corrupt leadership, Vance tries to tether Harris to Biden during Michigan rally. Well, what do you mean, tether Harris to Biden? Harris is the VP. She's already tethered. But the community notes put this out and said, the headline states, J.D. Vance tries to tether Harris to Biden. Harris is currently resident Biden's vice resident. So are they really trying to separate her? Are they trying to say that she's not a part of this? It's absolutely ridiculous. Who's actually believing this? Nobody. And this is why the deep state players are panicking, because she's toxic. Biden is toxic because Obama made them toxic. Yes, they were going to carry these things out. But again, he was conducting them. These are the things that we need to do. Now, remember, he's orchestrating all this. He's not calling the shots. People above him who are unelected, they're calling the shots. But he's telling them through the microphone, hey, by the way, we got to go with the Green New Scam. By the way, we got the Great Reset. By the way, we got to have the borders open. By the way, we need to go into war. By the way, crash the economy. So he had them as the scapegoats. And now they're completely and utterly toxic. And they cannot separate Harris from Biden. I do believe this is why Obama, in the end, really wants to replace her. because he needs to bring someone in that is clean. And you could see how panicked they are and how desperate they are. And Wokeness put this out and said, in the past 24 hours, Dems force RFK Jr. to stay on the ballot. Dems remove Cornel West off the ballot. DOJ files an upgraded Trump indictment. Facebook admits they censored posts in compliance with Biden-Harris requests, saving democracy by ending it. And you know what's very interesting is that Cornel West is now saying that Kamala bribed him to drop out, offered him a job and a payoff. Wow. That should tell you everything you need to know. And it's strange that they're forcing Trump off the ballot. They're forcing RFK Jr. on the ballot. Why don't they force Biden to stay on the ballot? You see, this is how you manipulate the elections. This is election interference right there. That should tell you everything you need to know. And Trump, he let everyone know that everything that Kamala does, all her poll numbers, everything, they're completely and utterly fake. This is what he put out on Truth. It's always fake with Kamala. We're dominating her on social media. So she makes up fake lists of her numbers versus my numbers. All of our engagement is real and organic, while Kamala has to pay for her fake engagement. We're beating her like a drum, like we will beat her on November 5th. It's all fake. It's all misinformation and disinformation. We are destroying the Democrats on social media. And he shows his social media account, and it's real Donald Trump, and it shows his views. I mean, his views are just unbelievable. 5.9 million, 6.3 million, 20 million, 22 million. Kamala is not getting this whatsoever. So since they swapped out Kamala, no one voted for her. She's faking everything. And Facebook decided to say, hey, by the way, the Biden administration, they were telling us to censor everyone. They decided to do what? They decided to indict Trump, not to indict the Biden administration who violated the Constitution, not to indict Kamala, not to indict Obama, all these people that lied to us, all these people that have been colluding to overthrow the United States government. They decided to indict Trump once again. The Last Refuge put this out and said, truthful headline, Mary McCord and Andrew Weissman create new superseding indictment as insurance policy to support pending sentencing hearing. So basically, Jack Smith filed a superseding indictment in the same DC case, showing how desperate the Democrats are to stop Trump from winning in the White House. So if Smith tried to proceed under the original indictment, he would have given Trump a hearing that would have turned into a mini trial. Smith would have been forced to bring in his witnesses and experts to testify and make the case for why Trump's charges should remain or should be dropped. This superseding indictment was really to fold his case, which would have been questionable to begin with, and he would have lost respect in the public eye all before the election. The judges in all of Trump's ongoing criminal cases must go through to apply the Supreme Court's presidential immunity decision. This superseding indictment was to avoid an evidentiary hearing that would have been a mini trial that would have Smith losing much of his win. Looking to the entire world, this is just a partisan hack with the sole purpose of interfering in the 2024 election. That's pretty much why he did it. But Trump, he decided to respond to what is happening with Jack Smith, and he said the following. In an effort to resurrect a dead witch hunt in Washington, D.C., in an act of desperation and in order to save face, the illegally appointed special counsel Duane Jack Smith has brought a ridiculous new indictment against me, which has all the problems of the old indictment and should be dismissed immediately. His Florida document hoax case has been completely dismissed. This is merely an attempt to interfere with the election and distract the American people from the catastrophes that Kamala Harris has inflicted on our nation, like the border invasion, migrant crime, rampant inflation, and the threat of World War III, and more, for them to do this immediately after our Supreme Court victory on immunity and more is shocking. I have also been informed by my attorneys that you're not even allowed to bring cases literally right before an election. A direct assault of democracy. This is unprecedented abuse of the criminal justice system. This case has to do with conspiracy to obstruct the 2020 presidential election, when they are the ones that did the obstructing of the election, not me. They cheated on the election, and they go after me for cheating on the election. Interestingly, this comes at the exact same time Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook has admitted to concealing massive amounts of information, such as Hunter Biden's laptop from hell, which is a direct acknowledgement that the 2020 presidential election was manipulated and rigged by the DOJ. What they are doing now is the single greatest sabotage of our democracy in history. This travesty is now on Comrades Kamala Harris, who is actively pushing it rather than immediately calling for its dismissal, as should be done. This is for the third world countries of banana republics, not for the USA. As Jack Smith knows, the whole case should be thrown out and dismissed on a presidential immunity grounds, as already ruled unequivocally by the Supreme Court. Smith rewrote the exact same case in an effort to circumvent the Supreme Court decision. The people of the country will see what is happening with all these corrupt lawsuits against me and will reject them by giving me an overwhelming victory on November 5th for president of the United States. No presidential candidate or candidate for any office has ever had to put up with all of this lawfare and weaponization directly out of the office of political opponent. They've weaponized local DAs and attorney generals and anybody else that will listen to interfere with the upcoming 2024 presidential election. Never been done before. This is now Kamala's weaponized system against her political opponent. All of these scams will fail, just as deranged Jack's hoax in Florida has been fully dismissed, and we will win the most important election in the history of the country on November 5th. Make America great again. Absolutely. Trump, he also followed this up with, it is the DOJ policy that the Department of Justice should not take any action that will influence an election within 60 days of that election. But they just have taken such action. Voting starts on September 6th. Therefore, the DOJ has violated its own policy. Election interference, all these Comrade Kamala Biden hoaxes should be immediately dismissed. And this reminds me of post-1937, August 27th. Very interesting that this happened pretty much the same day. It says, witch hunt, no deals. And think about it. Just like Trump said, we know that the 50 clowns, they interfered in the election. The DOJ went along with it. Now we have Facebook saying, hey, Biden, they interfered in the election. But they're going after Trump for interfering in the election? Really think about that. I mean, think about it. They impeached him. They deplatformed him. They raided his home, arrested him, indicted him, tried to kill him, then indicted him again. They broke in every norm and shredded the credibility of every institution. Absolutely. And when you look at Zuckerberg's letter, there's a very important part of the letter that tells you everything you need to know. American Thinker put this out and said, it confirms the laptop is real. It confirms they censor truthful information. It confirms the FBI, Biden, and tech firms are guilty of electoral interference. It confirms Biden abused his position for financial gain. That tells you everything you need to know. And Rasmussen reports they did a poll, and it looks like the people, they understand that the election was interfered with, and they're completely against Facebook and Zuckerberg, the Biden administration, and everybody else. Voters suspected 70% of voters against Zuckerberg's influencing elections. And the people, they're completely rejecting this. The people aren't stupid. They understand what's going on. And what's very interesting, since all this came out, remember when Mayorkas was testifying in front of Congress about 18 months ago? Well, it seems that he lied. And Josh Hawley questioned him on this. And now we know the truth. Take a listen to the exchange.
Have example after example of this administration coordinated, apparently, according to a federal court, by your agency, pressuring, coercing social media companies to engage in censorship. Is that constitutional?
That is unequivocally false.
Is what the emails show.
It is unequivocally false, Senator.
You are not pressuring the big tech companies to take down accounts. You are not meeting with them to ask them to censor on your behalf.
That is correct. We are not.
Here's my point, Mr. Secretary. It has been established for years in this country, as you very well know because you're a lawyer, that the federal government may not use private third parties to engage in activities that are unconstitutional. That's exactly what you and this administration are doing. You are leveraging private companies to carry out censorship on your behalf. It's dystopian, but worse than that, it's unconstitutional.
It's also false.
Turn now to a story breaking overnight. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg claims he was pressured by the White House to censor content related to COVID-19 during the pandemic. Aaron Katursky joins us now with details. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning to you, Whit. For years, critics have taken aim at Facebook for silencing views that challenge the general consensus in the medical community, especially about the origin of COVID-19. Now Facebook's founder surprisingly says they're right.
This morning, Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg admitting he bowed to pressure from the Biden administration to censor content, the Facebook founder issuing a letter to the House Judiciary Committee that said senior administration officials pushed the social media platform to censor posts about COVID-19 and expressed a lot of frustration when the company resisted. Zuckerberg saying, "I believe the government pressure was wrong, and I regret that we were not more outspoken about it," adding, "I feel strongly that we should not compromise our content standards due to pressure from any administration in either direction, and we're ready to push back if something like this happens again." House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan celebrating the letter, calling it a big win for free speech.
And we know that he just didn't lie with Facebook. He lied with Twitter because we have the Twitter files. DHS was involved in all of this with censoring. Absolutely unbelievable. Now, a lot of people talk about the Electoral College, especially the D's. They want to get rid of it because, again, if you go back to 2016, what did Trump do? He tricked them. He used the Electoral College to his advantage because the D's, they thought, oh, the Electoral College, just like they've done in the past, they'll just go with the popular vote. But our founding fathers actually put into place the Electoral College on purpose, because again, if they saw that, wait a minute, everyone's not being represented, then we need to step in and we need to take action because the popular vote is not following what's really going on here. And to explain this very easily, Ned Ryan put this out and shows the map of the country, and it's pointing to Dan McLaughlin, and he says the following: "I use this hypothetical example. Our candidate wins 48 states by identical 54 to 46 margins. D wins California, New York, and D.C. by 75 to 25 margins. D wins national popular vote. Who should win?" So when you look at the map, California's in blue, New York is in blue, and D.C. is in blue. The rest of the country is in red. Are the minority votes, are they represented? No, they are not. The founding fathers specifically set the system up so the minorities would have a voice. So you would think all these people who are out there saying, hey, we're a protected group and we're the minorities, you would think they would want the republic because it gives the minorities a voice. So let's talk about the difference between democracy and a republic. In a democracy, the power ideally comes directly from the people, either directly or through elected representatives. In a republic, the power is held by the people through their elected officials or representatives, but there is an emphasis on the rule of law and often a constitution that might not always reflect the immediate will of the majority if it conflicts with the established rights or laws. In a republic, laws are made by representatives chosen by the people and must comply with a constitution that protects the rights of the minority from the will of the majority. Think about that for a second. That should tell you everything you need to know. The founding fathers knew in this great country of ours that you could then take a huge amount of population, have them in one area, and the rest of the country they would never be heard from. So they decided, you know something? No, we can't allow this. We need the minority to have a voice in this republic. That's why they put this together. And what's very interesting, the trans group, you know, the LGBTQ, the black population, the Hispanic population, all these people, they should want this system because it gives the minorities a voice. The people that normally don't have a voice. It was put into place so this would happen. So you think they would want this system. But again, they don't want anything like that because, again, they're Marxist. They want communism instead. And what's very interesting, as we approach the presidential election, we can see that Trump, he's prepared for what is coming. And this is why he introduced the SAVE Act with Johnson. Remember, Johnson's the Speaker of the House. And it looks like they're trying to take the SAVE Act now and actually introduce it with the spending bill. Now, I don't think this is going to fly, and neither does Mike Lee. Mike Lee put this out and said, there isn't a good argument against attaching the SAVE Act to the September spending bill. Elon Musk responded and said, why isn't it being attached? Well, it looks like the Senate GOP leadership is apparently opposing the effort to include the SAVE Act in the September spending bill. Do you really think they're going to allow this? No. But the House already passed it. What happens if there's an event? Let's say a cyber attack. And now the election results are manipulated. Do you want to make sure, since we were attacked, the country was attacked by a foreign entity? Because remember, the D's are going to use this. Wouldn't you want to make sure that all these illegals that are here that aren't citizens, we don't know if they're terrorists, we don't know if they're criminals, we know that they are, but we don't know who anyone is. They infiltrated our country. Don't you want to make sure that only Americans vote since we're going to war? Well, I do believe this is going to be an event, and I do believe that the people are going to demand that the SAVE Act is then passed. So if the SAVE Act is then passed, that means we're going to go to paper ballots, voter ID, and you're going to have to vote in person, and we're going to have the election results in one day. Now, the deep state players, they're going to say that Trump cheated somehow, some way. There was other cyber attacks that led to a miscount or whatever they're going to say, and they're just not going to certify the elections. Remember, their entire goal is to do what? To make the Trump supporters angry. They want the insurrection. They're actually driving the insurrection because they want to use the 14th Amendment against Trump. But remember, Speaker Johnson is in control. Speaker Johnson can expose everything they're trying to do. Because remember, the Trump supporters, they're not going to attack the White House. You know who it's going to be. Just like they attacked the White House on January 6th, the Capitol, I should say. So the Trump supporters, they're not going to be attacking the Capitol. They're not going to be attacking the White House. It's going to be their people dressed up as Trump supporters. And I do believe Johnson is going to expose everything. But Trump, he did retruth certain memes. And I think it tells us in which direction we're headed. The first one is Spygate. And this individual put this out there, which is Trey Lee. Trump retruthed it. And it says, never has a president left office to collude with others to impede the next sitting president of the United States of America until Obama. Then he put this one out, and the individual who put this one out is Spiritual Street Fighter 17, and it says, all roads lead to Obama. Retruth if you want public military tribunals. So is Trump sending us some messages? I do believe so. And I do believe the deep state players, they are prepared and ready to use hacking to shut down communications. We just had AT&T. They had a major problem. 911 services were out. People were getting SOS on their phones. And of course, AT&T saying, oh, we had a software problem. It was a glitch again. If you notice, there's a lot of these glitches happening, a lot of software problems happening. I do believe they're putting everything in place for the election. Now, Trump, he did put out something else. He put out a video, and it's a crowd of people, and the stage looks like a cross. It looks like it's upside down cross, which is very, very interesting. But this video is 1 minute and 5 seconds, and that refers to Post 105, November 5th, 2017. Remember, November 5th is the election, and there is a cross. People are praying, and this is very, very interesting. So when Trump wins the election, what's going to happen? Well, that's going to send a message to Trump that the people are with him and the military are with him, which means the counterinsurgency is complete. And this is what this post says. Please pray. Operators are in harm's way. High risk, high value targets. Please pause and give thanks to those who would die to save our republic. More to follow. And I do believe the operation to round these people up will begin because we're going to see chaos during the election. And operators will be in harm's way. And operators will be activated. And it could be the National Guard. It could be the police. I do believe the military will be on standby. Because remember, the deep state players are going to be trying to bring us to war. Which means the infrastructure was attacked. And those people that invaded our country, most likely they'll be rioting in all different cities. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are prepared and ready for this. The military is ready for this. The National Guard will be ready for this. And the countermeasures are in place. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.